I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 300 children and teachers were kidnapped from a Catholic school in Nigeria last month. 50 later escaped, and now the Nigerian government says 100 more have been released. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
It's unclear how involved the government negotiations were, but there was definitely some pressure that was put on these kidnappers.
Yet Kelly says the pattern continues. Groups like Boko Haram and Fulani militants attack and kidnap at will, often targeting Christians. Government-led justice is often lacking. As this Christmas approaches, so do memories of mass killings in Nigeria in previous years. Believers expect that adversity is coming.
And they will not stop worshiping Jesus because of it.
Pray for more gospel laborers to reach Nigeria's Fulani, Hausa, and Kanuri people groups. And Sarani, a 10-year-old girl in India, grew up with serious heart problems that made her very weak and sapped her energy. Then, Sarani was invited to a children's Bible club run by Mission India. There, she heard stories about Jesus for the first time. Mission India's Raina Miller tells us.
Her Bible club leader, Mopshi, encouraged her to pray. And Sarani prayed her very first prayer. And it was just the simple words, please heal me. And this time she was praying to the God who hears, not to idols. And within 2 months, her strength returned after a lifetime of these heart problems. She had joy again, and she was so grateful to Jesus for healing her. She received him as her savior.
Learn more about Mission India's powerful ministry. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.